when you hear the music. Piano can dance. It's time. It's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because it's where the truth can be spoken without any bad repercussions coming from the so-called censors and all the other people that don't like the truth. And, hey, it's a call-in radio show. If you've got something to say, you can say it on this show. I mean, the number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Anyhow, what kind of nonsense has happened in the last week? The usual stuff. Fires, killings, accidents, and all kinds of transportation delays. And, hey, in America here, it's, you know, this show comes from the, out of New York City. Listen, in America here, we all know it's Memorial Day weekend. And, here, there's a couple of curveballs got thrown into the mixture for the weekend. The weather is cool. So nobody really wants to go swimming when the beaches finally open, and it's the weekend they open. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of plane delays for people who travel by plane, aeroplane. And, you know, the roadways are bad for people heading down the beach and stuff like that, where you have beaches, which we do on the East Coast in the little state of New Jersey, right next to New York there. They have one of the longest stretches of beach in the U.S. of A. Yeah, 117 miles of straight beach. An interesting fact for you beach lovers. Of course, we don't have the waves out here in the ocean like they do on the West Coast or Hawaii or Australia, but we have a lengthy beach and plenty of amusement park rides and stuff like that. Well, well, well. You know, right after a couple of weeks ago, they found all those, they used some sophisticated radar penetrating equipment from space satellites, and they found all those structures under the Great Pyramid, or the one next to it. I forget, it's called the Khafre Pyramid. Yeah, the one that still has the apex on top of it. Most people don't realize the Great Pyramid doesn't have an apex on it anymore. The locals stole all the stones off the top for their own personal use, whatever. But anyhow, there's all these underground structures, four giant pillars on top of a square, and another square with four giant pillars on it. And it's, you know, several thousand feet below the ground. Some of it's even over a mile below the ground. Well, since that initial announcement, there's been no follow-up, so, you know, we can only guess. People are looking to keep it buried, apparently. You know, if this was a normal world, we'd have the machines excavating a pathway down to look at it. You know, obviously nothing that was put together by slave labor, that's for sure. I think we better throw that theory out. We've been hearing that our whole lives. Misinformation from the school systems and the all the official authorities. You know, I mention it every week that Twitter, or X as it's called now, the musty ones, social media platform, which is a two-tier system now. He started making people, it used to be all free, and then he started charging people for elite status. And I wouldn't give that guy a dime because he's the richest guy in the world. Why should I pay him a certain amount of money for something I had free for all this time? Yeah, the free platform still exists, but they've rigged the machines. If you don't buy the blue chip special elite status and start paying money to the richest man in the world, he has his machines programmed. Whatever you tweet, only like 10 or 20 people will get to see what you tweeted, if that much. And in order to get more, machines are geared to that. They know who pays the money and who don't. And if you're not willing to pay the money, you're like talking to the wall. In some cases, no one gets to see what you tweeted out there. You just, you know, they've got you believing that people have seen your messages. Occasionally, one or two people. So basically, when I'm not, I don't bother to make personal statements. I just repost things I like that other people are saying that are willing to pay the money, and they get more responses. Or I'll reply to them, or just repost it or like it. But I don't bother to put any posts out there myself because no one gets to see it. I understand how the game's being played. It's a two-tier system. And because I refuse to pay, you know, I'm stuck. I'm a lowlife on the Twitter thing now. Occasionally I'll repost something or make a comment on something that gets a lot of results, and I'll get some responses to that. And of course, you got to deal with the scammers are always out there. They're out on Twitter. They're out everywhere looking to scam people and pretending to be. They are pretenders. They're out there. Yes, they are. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned about the Wesak Valley thing out in the Himalayas, where the ascended masters were gathering to have a big powwow, as we could identify it as. And since then, and this is all information provided by the portal with the representative Cobra, you know, a fictitious name to hide his true identity. And it's not, you know, there was a lot of good things happening to be excited about a couple weeks ago. It all kind of fizzled out on the portal, you know. Then they have following that event, they had problems with security breaks. We don't know what the details are, but that's all that's been posted. Security breaks, green line back online, this, that, another security break. And so that's the situation going on with the Galactic Confederation. Yes, there also is a Galactic Federation, and there's probably other federations beyond that. But anyhow, these are the ones that are promoting the event coming, the energy whoosh, that's going to transform you and me, human beings, from carbon-based creatures into silicon-based creatures with a diamond-like body. Now, is this going to all happen in one day? Well, they're not that clear on it, but they hint that it's going to happen like that. And this is the group, the portal, it's 2012 portal.blogspot.com, because in 2012, several hundred galactic societies, or I don't know, 10 major big ones, you know, like Pleiadians, Arcturians, and the list goes on, you know, I've mentioned it before in other shows. They started working on freeing humanity from the prison planet, you know. Yeah, Alex Jones probably popularized that title, Prison Planet, but we've been on it since the day we were born. We just weren't aware of what a prison planet is. And so there was so many bad things that were keeping us locked in away from the rest of the universe. Lack of being able to communicate with the higher evolved beings in the higher, which means faster moving, vibrational frequencies of the faster moving realms, sometimes referred to as the higher dimensions. So anyhow, I've been following them for 7 years or so, and it wasn't until I joined Twitter that I found out about them, and then started finding out about the portal address and going there. Yeah, I think at one time the portal might have been on Twitter, but I guess they got thrown off because they weren't coexisting as Twitter wanted people to coexist. They didn't want anybody talking about real truth, you know. They just wanted another Facebook situation, mainly. In the beginning, Twitter, you know, was pretty free for all. And then they started cracking down on things, whatever. And I think they cracked down on the portal, and they had to just set up a website. But I believe they started out on Twitter. Anyhow, it wasn't until I joined Twitter about 7 years ago that I found out about this Galactic Confederation, and I also found out about the Galactic Federation. Now, the Galactic Confederation, Pleiadians, Arcturians, so forth and so on, are the good, benevolent ET races. They're here. They have been dismantling all the hardware that was set up by the negative ET races over the years, and they had us pretty well blocked in. You know, most of us have no memory of where we were before we were born into this world, because that's how evil and bad these negative ET races were. They put a stipulation, because they had full control of our planet, keeping us locked in wars and everything, making people suffer. They fixed it so you couldn't, a soul cannot incarnate on planet Earth unless they agreed to have their memory of past existence wiped clean. You know, that's why we're all of a sudden born here. When we grow up as babies, as far as we know, this is the one and only life. And we have no remembrance of what, where we came from or other lives we had lived. Now, some people have been able to channel that information for others or even for themselves, but they are few and far between. So the average person, probably 99% of the population, we still don't know where we actually came from. Yeah, we know we came out of our mother, sure. But our soul existed in the higher realms first. The fact that we're humans says we came from probably the 12th dimension. We're like angelic type creatures, angelic humans. And then we downgraded ourselves down into the third dimension, what generally is referred to physical reality, which will be changed very shortly when this event happens. And it's something that's in progress now, but it will fully become activated when the creator of all there is decides he has the final say on that. And there's a lot of factors that are slowing the progress. I mean, when they started working on this project back in 2012, it would have been nice if they could have done it immediately, but too much evil, too much dark, black magic worked against the human race, so things had to be cleared. Tiny black holes in the auras of humans that could annihilate you at the flick of a switch. And that's all gone now, plus all the reptilians and Dracos that were here, the physical ones, have all been removed. You know, there might be still a couple of diehards hiding out under the ground. You know, the resistance movement has claimed as of, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that, that they all had been removed. And, of course, the ascension of planet Earth is guaranteed, and we want to ascend. We want to leave this 3D nightmare behind and all the suffering. Of course, a lot of us have been able to have fun. In my life, I've had fun since, since I was a child. I began having fun, and that was always the priority in my life, and I'm still having fun. You know, it didn't end when I got out of school. It continued. And I've had so much fun in my life. I just have to say, it's like I've had 10 lives. But there's, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that haven't been having fun, have had very little fun, and are still suffering big time. In fact, there was a documentary recently showed up on, a few good things show up on, public broadcasting on the Blue Tube, and one of the things was about some family that finally, you know, snuck out of the country, because no one's allowed to leave peacefully. You have to sneak out, and with the threat of being killed, of course, if they catch you on the way. But anyhow, just to show you how disgusting, and North Korea is a country definitely controlled by negative ET races, and how they can make life on Earth a living hell. And so it turns out one of the most interesting things in this documentary, I mean, we all know it was hard to get out of North Korea already, but in the particular village that these people escaped from, they were required, all the people living in that village, maybe it's all over the country, who knows, they were required to save their shit. That's right. NFL or something like that, and they have to turn it into the government at the end of the week. And the government just uses that shit to fertilize the crops they grow. Of course, it's all organic over there, I guess. Who knows? I don't think Bill Gates is allowed to sell his GMOs over there, but can you imagine that? You know, old Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, the boy dictator, forces his people to say, they don't get to flush it down the toilet, they have to save it in a bucket, and then it's collected by the army, I guess, once a week. And they use it, just give it as fertilizer to the people who grow the crops. Is that sick or what? So anyhow, that's what happens when you allow your plant to be controlled by negative ET forces. Of course, the negative ET forces, sure, the Dracos and the reptilians have been removed, the physical ones have been removed, but they're still controlling humans, mind-controlling humans, from the etheric plane or something like that. And they're still causing people to suffer. I mean, look at all the stuff, crap going on still. You know, they're making the people suffer in Gaza, North Africa, forget it. I mean, there's no mercy on those people completely. You know, the gangs are ruled by negative ETs, obviously. And it's bad news for a lot of people around the world. And it's all due to the negative ET races that accumulated here over the years. Because the word got out, humans on planet Earth are gullible and they're easy to enslave. And of course, the demons got on board with the whole thing too. They go, yeah, let's go to Earth and make people suffer, because that's what demons like to do. They feed off the suffering. And we still got the adrenochrome junkies out there in the, amongst the elite organizations, and that, of course, is still funneled by the child abduction routines. Those are being taken down one by one, but there's so many of them out there. Children are still being abducted. And who do we have to thank for that? The negative ET races. Thank you, negative ET races. And so the battle is still continuing. Now, the plan of the Galactic Confederation, it took me a while to grasp that this might make some sense, but was to anchor more light on the planet. And by anchoring more light, because we've been on a controlled planet, controlled by evil and darkness, that was ruling the situation, the scene, along with violence and terrorism and intimidation, and more violence. So the plan of the Galactic Confederation, the good guys who are working behind the scenes 24/7 to remove what is still left of negative anomaly and other little factors. And of course, we still got the stupid humans who pledge allegiance to the negative ET races. And they're the ones that are causing all the evil to happen. Yeah, so anyhow, the demons came here, and they just jumped on board with what the negative ET races had set up for slave populations, constant warring and stuff like that. And that was like, that was their heaven to come here. And they're still, you know, they still have their power, influence, mind control. In fact, they have the ability to mind control some of the negative ET races, like the reptilians, and, well, they're all gone now. And then we got, so that's the plan. And they, what the Galactic Confederation, as Confederation, you know, the, what they've been doing is they've been organizing global meditations where we focus on, when you participate in these things, they only last about 20 minutes. They tell you what to focus on, which has been basically focusing on the white light coming out of either from the Creator or from the cosmic central sun, and to envision it being brought to Earth, coming through the solar system into your top of your head through your body down to Mother Earth at the center of the Earth. Yes, Earth, the Earth is conscious. That's what we call the Mother Earth. And that's part of it. And then they organize people to start burying stones that special types of stones that come from asteroids and places of other planets and stuff like that. And they help draw in the light. And then they've been trying to bring out the tachyon chambers to bring in more light. And most recently at that WESOC, WESAK, also pronounced VSOC, event up in the Himalayas, they were calling for the emerald ray to be sent to Earth, and I just assume it was sent. And it's a powerful healing ray, and it brings anchors more light. And that's the point of to anchor as much light as we can to Mother Earth, because the more light that's anchored, the more darkness that gets dissipated. And when we finally have enough light here, the dark forces will not be able to operate amongst so much high-frequency light. And that has been their plan for the last 12, 13 years. You know, they had a lot of bad things. The electronic fence is down now. So they can start opening up portals. And the, electric fence around planet Earth blocking us off from communications. And from the rest of the universe, making life, difficult. And we're all being lied to, about the reality, what reality is, and it's only Earth. There is no other life forces out there, and you only have this one life, and when you die, you're done. But that's not the truth. Actually, there's been books out there talking about that for quite some time, except they never were allowed to go mainstream with it. And the communications industries were all over control so that this knowledge would stay on the back shelf gathering dust, the books that had been written. And that's where we're at now, The Galactic Confederation says they're waiting for total removal of all the darkness, which they're working on, and then more light come being anchored on our planet, and we all can help with that when we participate in the global meditations. And guess what? There's a global meditation happening in 12 hours, or a little less than 12 hours. And when the show is over, go visit the portal and find out and participate, because as just a plain, ordinary individual, you can participate in anchoring your life. You do it by participating, following the instructions, and allowing the light to enter into the top of your head, go through your body and down to Mother Earth, the center of the Earth, and come back down and go out your body. And to get a connection going, tiny pillar of lights, and we all can focus on a big pillar of light too, and we all need to become, make our contributions to what's called the collective consciousness of humanity. The more we do this, the faster we'll make it happen. It's pretty well figured out it's going to happen this year. And as I've mentioned before, whether the Galactic Confederation remembers or not, I remember them saying it would have to happen, ascension of the whole planet would have to happen by July 7th. That's not that far away, and that's what this whole thing has been about. transcending the whole planet with all the people on it. You know, Mother Earth is going to ascend with us, too, and into the fifth dimension, they call it, which is really faster moving vibrations. Why not just go to the fourth first? Well, that's probably a real technical answer. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. You got the answer, call in and tell us. We'd all like to hear. But anyhow, just accept the fact that we're all, the work behind the scenes is to bring about the metamorphosis of humanity. We're going to change from the caterpillar to the butterfly. We're going to leave the carbon-based system behind and move into a silicon-based system of diamond light frequency. And, of course, once we do that, the dark side will have nobody to boss around anymore. And they won't be able to stay here because the light will blind them. They will be blinded by the light, and they won't be able to function at the low frequencies that they love to function in and love to drag us down into the low frequencies. You know, that's why there's still so many wars going on. They're diehards, these elite people that think they're controlling the world when they really don't realize their minds are being controlled by dark entities from other realms and the negative ET races. Well, planet Earth is going to be free, whether they like it or not, and it's going to happen soon. The sooner the better. And like, hey, there's this, I don't know, less than 12 hours away, 11 and a half hours, something like that. Participate. You're listening to my voice. Join in the participation of the next global meditation. And then we got other global meditations going around every 4 hours for peace on Earth and peace in Gaza, you know, peace in the Ukraine. And visit the portal, you'll find out about that. Be a participant. You know, we all have a certain obligation to help bring justice to planet Earth and remove the bad guys. And while you're at it, let me just give you a reminder. If you haven't done this for yourself, you need to declare some declarations of sovereignty. Because we all had to sign these stupid agreements to have our minds wiped clean of memory because coming here, and we probably had to sign up to other stupid things too. So we want to, you know, annul those things we had to agree to. And a declaration of sovereignty is kind of the way to do it. There's, if you're on Twitter, Taurine Light 888, it's got three good declaration of sovereignty. I'm just going to read one to you here. We, the sovereign citizens of planet Earth and Gaia, that's planet Earth too, we, the sovereign citizens of planet Earth, do not give you the invisible dark forces, invisible beings and entities. We do not give you permission to use humanity like you're doing. We do not give you permission to use humanity to war against each other, poison our food and water supplies, or to poison us with chemicals that harm our human bodies, harm animals, and harm the environment. That's it. We did not give you permission to do that. Stop doing it. Stop the chemtrails. And there's all kinds of declarations of sovereignty where we tell the beings, we want you to leave our world now. Look for these declarations of sovereignty and take them. Every little effort that we can do to get rid of these no good, devil-worshipping, negative, dark forces, we need to do, you know? And we need to unite in doing this. This is an important part of life. And we all want to bring peace to Earth. You know, it's time to leave the hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Let's bring our love into the street. And we can do that by making an effort to do it. You know, there's this thing called Spooky 2 out there. It's about right technology. There's a place now to buy the machines. Rife Technology Machines. If you don't know who Rife is, well, look it up. Royal Rife. I think he had a middle name, began with an R, too. Call him Triple R. But anyhow, Dr. Royal Rife, or just Royal Rife, look him up. He invented the technology of how to use frequency to get rid of negative things that affect us, like cancer. His machines could do that, and all other kinds of ailments, and he had a great success with that. There's also somebody, so anyhow, Spooky 2, they're on the internet. They sell the machines and apparatus needed to do this, and you can broadcast the frequencies on yourself and begin to heal yourself. And there's known frequencies for just about everything. This guy Rife was so smart, he invented the machine. He invented a microscope that could identify the smallest of bacteria and parasites down to nano size by using a specially designed telescope that he made, superior to an electronic telescope. And because his telescope used frequency and used light, he would know what the organism was by the light they would reflect. And then that would tell him the frequency of the organism that he wanted to eliminate. And then he used another machine he invented to I think it was a plasma tube, to pulsate the frequency onto the person that needed to be healed. Well, when the American Medical Association found out about this, they wanted to, I think, buy him out or something like that. And he didn't want to play along with that, because why did they want to buy him out? So they could sit on his inventions and keep them from the public, because the American Medical Association is an evil organization set up by the Rockefeller Foundation. The old man Rockefeller was an evil person, obviously ruled by negative dark energies. And they've subjected the human race into accepting their fake science, their fake medicine that gets you hooked on a never-ending game of fake solutions that have side effects. And of course, they've been continuing that. Look at the scamdemic, you know? And the latest thing is to infect people with deadly viruses and infect them with all kinds of things. They're doing it with the chemtrails still. I hear the best remedy is if you see a chemtrail out there, use your mind. Your mind is a powerful tool. And think that you want, call for assistance. You want the universe and those who help humanity out there in the universe to transmute those harmful chemicals and nanotech particles that they're dumping out of the planes into harmless particles. And the best way to probably do that is to call on the violet flame. Yeah, you may not know exactly what the violet flame is, but it's a conscious entity out there, and you can call on it and ask for assistance in transmuting bad things, negative frequencies, into good frequencies. this is something all of us can do when we see those chemtrail planes. We know the government isn't going to stop because the government is controlled by evil. They're controlled by the negative, dark entities, whether they be demons or just negative entities from other planets or worlds. And so they're not going to voluntarily do it. Now, you got to wonder while we're talking here, for you Trump worshippers, why hasn't he, where's the executive order to stop the chemtrail planes from dumping crap on us? Come on. You can't tell me that he doesn't know about what's going on there. So what's preventing him from writing the executive order? Is he under control of the negative dark forces to the point, well, certain things he won't do because it'll offend his negative, some of his negative friends that are in league with the negative ET groups. Sure, he's willing to do it. He's against the child abduction thing. Yeah, that's great. But come on, what about how the chemtrails? That affects every living being and the environment in a negative way. What's stopping him from addressing that issue? Huh? Where's the executive order for that? You know, we need to question this, you know. Stop playing like you're Mr. Good Guy when you, obviously, for some reason, you're ignoring something very serious that you, as the most powerful position in the world, could definitely do something about. All you have to do is stop the planes from flying. In fact, why isn't the military of their own volition shooting these planes down? They have no markings on them. That makes them illegal to begin with. What, have all the generals in the U.S. military been compromised? You begin to wonder. I mean, you know, we heard there's a certain group of good military people out there who are working with the Galactic Confederation, who are the good guys, ET races, coming to our rescue as best they can. But apparently a large part of the military, U.S. military and other militaries across the world, are all aligned in with the dark entities. You know, they're not allowed themselves to be pawned of the negative ET races. Oh, and while we're on that topic, by the way, right after this surge of energy called the event happens, that is when the good ET races, the benevolent ones, are going to physically land on planet Earth and give us full disclosure of how we've been duped all these years. And may it happen soon, you know. And then once they land, they will be issuing out the free replicator machines, issuing out, you know, the med beds. So those of us that need to be have our afflictions taken care of, or just to become younger in a new type diamond-like body, we'll have all these opportunities, and there will be peace on Earth. I mean, also right after they land, first it's going to be, I've said it before, but just to remind everybody, after the event, which will all probably shake us up a little, and some of us might find it to be a glorious moment, others might be scared, who knows? We should be talking about it every day, so no one will be scared when it happens. And right after that, they'll physically land, and the first thing they're going to do is round up all the negative servants of the negative ET races, the human beings that have been serving the negative dark entities. They know who they are, and they're going to round them all up and take them out to the central sun and toss them in, and we'll never hear from them again. this couldn't happen too soon. So it's going to be an amazing set of events happening right after the event. And good chance it's going to happen before July 7th because of the workings or the routes of the planets and the stars and the galaxies. If they let it go beyond that point, it probably won't be a full planetary ascension, and that was the goal in the beginning. And so chances are the event has to happen before that because everything is like clockwork in the universe. How do I know that? Because the information's out there. If you don't know it, because you haven't been looking for the truth. It's out there in books. There's been books in the last 100 years that have explained bits and parts here. Not one book has all the answers, but there's plenty of information explaining exactly how the universe works. No, it's not in the Bible. It's not in the Vedic books either. It's not in the that Islamic book. I don't want to mention the name, but not in any religious book whatsoever. But there's plenty of scientific information that's been passed along to people who put it in books. The books are often gathering dust in libraries. But the information is out there, exactly how the universe works. It's like a giant grandfather clock. Wheels that are connecting to wheels, connecting to circles, connecting to holes, connecting to gears, and they're all like clockwork. They're all hooked together. Everything, you know, is connected one way or the other. But that's understanding that. That's what I understand, that it has to happen. And these are the words from the Galactic Confederation. What do I know except what other people tell me? And they mentioned that that is like the cutoff date for the full ascension of planet Earth. I mean, we'd hate to think that it's not going to happen. There'll only be a partial ascension of planet Earth when it's been planned for the whole planet for quite some time back. You can find that information out, too, if you really went looking for it. I think it's first got it being brought to us by the Pleiadians. They were going to be the ones to first land on planet Earth, but its plans have been changed. They got so pissed off at the world leaders of planet Earth were not listening to their good advice. They decided to take a step back and let the Aldebarans be the first to interact with us right after the event. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's like a science fiction movie. They're going to take over communication networks, and they're going to basically say, like they've said in many movies, you know, people of Earth, we're going to land and meet you face to face tomorrow. So anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You only got 3 minutes. You want to get your 2 cents in, or 5 minutes, something like that. Meanwhile, talk about good things happening. I have a few friends on Twitter, and we just got engaged in the conversation, and this one individual follows me. I follow her. She offered to give me a gift, and I said I can't pay, she's over in England, I'm here, U.S., said, really, I can't afford to pay for the shipping, you know, I'm a low-budget person, and she offered, says, no, I'll buy it for you and send it to you, you know, what an angel. It's a cool gift, too, it's called Spirograph. look it up. It was discontinued for a while, but apparently it's easy to get over in England now. I initially had one when I was a child, and I don't know, it disappeared or something, but it's a real cool toy. Makes geometric patterns, and therefore it's educational. Talk about educational. Hey, listen, you know, working deserves its wages. I got the book out there. You can Google it, called Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational text guaranteed to make anyone smarter. Read it one night, and by the next day you'll be a smarter person. Guaranteed to make any ET smarter, because I know things that even some of them don't know. And I put it into this book. It's an educational text with plenty of pictures showing the life forms that glow in the dark. They give a low candle power glow. Now the camera can pick it up. And I got like 75 pictures of that kind of stuff going on. Happens here on Earth every day. Why aren't you aware of that? Well, you know, your government doesn't want to share true data. They probably don't even know. I found this myself by just being inquisitive, learning about my photography. Make you a smarter person, make any being in the universe, except probably God himself, smarter by just reading this book. That's how much important stuff is in it. Plus, hey, go to BBS Radio, look up my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. All the shows are on Central Time. Listen, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time, Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show or click on my name and scroll down till you find how to subscribe to my show. You know, I need listeners to subscribe to my show. You can start as little as $2.99. What's that? You know? That's a bag of peanuts nowadays. Hey, but it'll help me out. You know, you can PayPal me or whatever. And I'd appreciate that. If you can find it in your heart to do that for all. If you're a regular listener, all the knowledge you learn just by listening to my show. Look at the world knowledge I reveal to you tonight. And I've got 7 years worth of shows that you can archive. They're all archived. You can go back and once you see that all the info and stuff I've shared with the, you, the listeners, you might find it in your heart to subscribe to my show. And as little as $2.99, it'd be nice if you subscribe more, but I'd be happy if a few people just subscribe at $2.99 to my show. Hey, I'm the worker. The worker deserves his wages. You know? What can I tell you? That's about it. You know, we're going to do the show soon. And I got two albums out there of my CD Baby. You can find them on YouTube, too. You know? Songs better than Dylan, because I write and record songs better than he does. 23 songs there. You can download them for 99 cents a song. I'm sure you'll find one out of the 23 that you like. Whether you know, you can be supportive of me like that. And I got the other album, American Party Songs. Some pretty cool party songs there, too. Vocal by CD Baby. And yeah, the songs are out there on YouTube. You know, go to YouTube, look up the name and the titles, and the songs will appear, and you can listen to them for free. And then out of kindness, the ones you like, download them for 99 cents. Again, I can use every little dime and nickel that comes my way, because I am a poor person. And that's how I learned so much in life, by being a poor person. Much more than elites know. Okay. We're going to have the countdown now and get to hit a lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the party in kind? Or I am followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That can be your anthem, too. In fact, that's the first song on my album. songs better than Dylan. It's on YouTube. You can listen to the songs for free. More do you want? And then have the courtesy of downloading one or two of them, for which I get 90 cents and CD Baby gets 9 cents. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.